And now I hear there's a what is this, Grinny?
Oh.
Is that a happy song?
Well, you know, it's not a song and it's not too happy.
Oh.
It's just a little thing. It's also a kind of a safety. It's a safety FYI.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in third grade, I was a latchkey kid and I came home one day and I was just sitting in my cold house. It was almost Halloween. The leaves were blowing. Pumpkin was sitting on the steps. And it was just another one of those dark, dark afternoons. But the doorbell rang. And I ran to the door thinking, oh, it's probably one of my neighbors, some kid who wants to play. But it wasn't. It was a little old lady with gray-blue hair and the most piercing steel-blue eyes. And I said, hello? And she said, hello there. I am your Grinny. And I said, you're my Grinny? You mean my grandma? Because in truth, I had never really met my grandma, but I always thought that my grandma would somehow be different. And she said, no, I'm not your grandma. I'm your Grinny. Don't you remember me? And then she looked into my eyes. And I realized I was being slightly hypnotized, but for some reason I didn't even care, nor did I have the power to stop her. And I said, come on in, Grinny. And oh, she did. And she brought her suitcase. And then when my mom came home from work, my mom said, Francine Ellen, who is this woman living in our... And then Grinny cut her off and said, why, don't you remember me? I'm your Grinny. And my mom looked at her and looked into her eyes and said, oh, that's right. I do remember. Francine, go make a bed for your Grinny. She's here to stay. And Grinny stayed and stayed. And it was unusual because Grinny liked to talk about a lot of things that maybe other adults didn't like to talk about. Like, for instance, at night, we shared bunk beds. She was on the bottom bunk and I was on the top. Grinny would keep me up all night talking about things like ulcerating thrombotic hemorrhoids and things that happen with veins and the kind of parasites that you catch from swimming in the water upstate. And she was very interested in my reactions. And after I would tell her my reactions, she would go look out the window and she seemed to signal to something far away. And I would say, who are you talking to, Grinny? And she would say, I'm talking to someone in the stars. Well, that was my first indication that Grinny was not a granny at all. In fact, Grinny was an alien from a far, far away place, who wanted to find out secret information about humans, and she wanted to find it out from me. I became very aware of this when ice formed on our steps, and one day I was outside with Grinny, and she slipped on the ice, and she just lay there so helpless, this little pool of old lady with wool skirt and blue hair, just kind of lying there. And she was saying, help me, help your Grinny. And I looked down and I was about to offer my hand out to her. And I withdrew it because I looked down at her wrist and there was something sticking out of her wrist. And I thought, oh my God, she broke a bone. I can see her bone. But the thing about it, that bone, it didn't look like a bone. That was a rod, and Grinny had steel bones. Grinny was a robot alien from another planet, sending us messages and giving us messages. And I just mentioned this to you now because this is the kind of thing that happens in New Jersey. When you answer the door when you're home alone.